When we are in crisis, our names are known to the legal team, and we need decent contacts, I'm not refuting that, to the medical fraternity. But when all fails, is our voices known by the malaika? Is it known there? Huh? What they say? Mushkil mein Allah ko yaad rakhna mushkil nahi hai. Asal mushkil hai aasani mein use yaad rakhna. It's not difficult to remember Allah in difficulty, but it's really difficult to remember Allah in ease. So what did the first one intervene? Through sadaqah. The second one, through kindness and stepping away from immorality. And the third one, to be kind to his employee. I crafted a tweet in the early days of the lockdown in which I spoke about the two drastic play outs of economic situations that the virus brought to the world. Some really went through difficult times, and may Allah make it easy for them. But others, on a different note, witness exponential growth. Exponential growth. And I personally interacted with each one of them. And every one of them shared one common secret amongst others. We vowed to Allah, regardless of how tough the times are, our employees will receive their full salary and perks. And he said, I had calls from different parts of the world. He said, I made this vow to Allah and I seen divine intervention. I leave you with this message, my brother. People say, you know, lucky I got a doctor in the family doctor. Lucky my brother's a pharmacist. Lucky my neighbor's a paramedic. Lucky I'm on this medical plan. Wallah, the ummah doesn't know how lucky we are that we have sadaqah. We have something called sadaqah. We have something called sadaqah. By Allah in whose control is my life, this amal is magic. Some actions have their benefit when performed by a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Charity is one of it. Kindness to parents is one of it. Speak to Thomas and Peter and John, or speak to Ibrahim or Yusuf and Qasim. The one who sees to his parents, Allah sees to him. Of course, in Akhirah, without Iman, there will be no dividends, there will be no benefit in Akhirah. But in this world, even the disbeliever who's kind to his parents sees growth in his life. Charity, speak to the Muslim or the non-Muslim, the one who gives charity. You will be amazed at how Allah will protect you. There'll be a drought around you, and Allah will send a cloud to send rain on you. Bainama rajulun yamshi fi falatin, the hadith of Sahih Muslim, a person who's walking in a waterless land, and then he looks up. Hadith of Sahih Muslim, isqi hadiqata fulan, let the rain come down on this person. So I walked and I followed, and I seen an orchard, and I seen a man, he had a shovel, and the rain was coming, and he was distributing the water. And around it's dry, and a cloud is coming. Read the hadith of Sahih Muslim. I came to the brother, I said, brother, your name? He said, but why? He said, no, I'm walking, and I heard a name from the cloud. I just want to ask, is this you? So he mentioned his name. He said, yeah, that's my name. Okay, now what's the secret for you to have a cloud? It's waterless, it's drought, there's famine, and you have in your own cloud. You have in your own cloud. Well, you know what? Whenever my produce comes out, then before me and my family eat, the poor eat first. When Khandaq took place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Huzaifa, go and get the information on the opposite camp. The narration of Bidayah. He said, I stood up, the Prophet of Allah made dua for me. It was so cold that the companions were going down in the ground and covering themselves to draw warmth from the earth. No sooner I complied, I felt like I was walking in a hot shower. So I carefully, cautiously advocate the importance of the adoption of means and precaution. The ulama say to abandon means is disobedience, and to rely on means is disbelief. So this is my message. The adoptions of means is necessary. Reliance on Allah is mandatory, and despondency is devilish. Let us give hope to people, comfort people, increase in charity. Someone said in the Urdu language, Sadqa usi ki musibat dur karta hai, jise sadqa dena musibat na lage. Sadqa only diverts the tragedies from the life of that person who don't consider charity a tragedy. Oh, they have to give again. Oh, they have to spend again. The one who doesn't consider it a tragedy and he gives it happily and wholeheartedly, you phone me and tell me the magic you will see in your life. We pay tribute and homage to all our workers on the ground who are helping, who are responding in each way. May Allah help us to be the means of extinguishing this guttering fire. And may we not add a match to these burning flames. Wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.